Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis at Amar Rav Chista Tofes LeBal Chov. I think that's where we left off. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Da Shalom. It's also sponsored by Jeff and by Jason Misher in memory of their grandparents that have yahrzeits this week, Sylvia Hartz, Tzilka Bas Avram, Aaron Har, Aaron Ben Yirmiyo Yoshua, and Irving Misher, Yisrael Ben Meir, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And it's also sponsored in honor of the completion of the Sefer Torah in memory of Aaron Ben Shlomo David and Toba Bas Ephraim Snitau by their family. And then Shlomo Shavan Aliyah, we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first we're going to continue the discussion of Hatovis Lebal Chov B'makom Shechav La'achrini, that if you take something that on behalf of a friend who is owed money, but that means other people are not going to be able to collect that money, who are also owed money, so does that work? Are you able to be Tovis Lebal Chov B'makom Shechav La'achrini? We're going to try to connect that to a machlokas in Meseches Peah and see that if the two machlokas are connected, the Gemara is going to say that they are in fact not connected. And then the majority of the daf is going to be about the comment that the Mishnah had almost in passing, that you're allowed to say to your Eved, asei imi ve'eini zoncha, that you can tell an Eved that you have to work for me, but I'm not going to provide you with mizonos. Whereas by an Isha, by a wife, you're not allowed to say such a thing, that eini zoncha, that I'm not going to feed you. So the Gemara is going to discuss a lot of the details of that halacha. We're going to try to show what the distinction is between an Eved and an Isha as far as the obligation of providing mizonos. We're going to try to bring rayas, whether that's true that you're allowed to say that to an Eved. And then we're going to try to prove that it's a machlokas tanaim in a case where an Eved demands food or freedom during famine. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to show that there are contradictory statements of Rav that can only be resolved if you assume that you cannot tell your Eved that I say imi ve'eini zancha. So therefore you see that Rav holds not that way, that they can't say I say imi ve'eini zancha. Then the Gemara is going to prove from Rabbi Yochanan's statement about Kotea Yad Avdol Shel Chavero that you can say Asei Imi Ve'eini Zancha. So we're going to have a statement about Kotea Yad Avdol Shel Chavero. What happens if a person cuts off an Eved's hand, not his own Eved's hand, someone else's Eved's hand? Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to show that Reb Meir holds that it's a chov for an Eved Kohen to go free, because an Eved of a Kohen, because he's going to lose out on the ability to eat truma. And why it is that the Chum disagree with that it's not a chov, even though in Achinami everyone agrees that while he's an Eved of a Kohen, he's allowed to eat truma, and when he goes free, he's no longer allowed to eat truma. So why would that make it a chov or not a chov necessarily? So let's begin again on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph on Beis, Amar Rav Chista. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Tovis Bal Chov B'makom Shachov La'Acherim, Banal Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer V'Rabbanan, that whether you could be Tovis Bal Chov B'makom Shachov La'Acherim is really subject to Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah. Ditanan, because the Mishnah Peah tells us, Misha Liketes HaPeah, if a person is not a poor person, but he goes and he takes Peah and he's not allowed to take Peah, Va'amer, and he says, Harezo Luploni Ani, I'm not taking it for myself, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not allowed to, I'm an Ashir, I'm taking it on behalf of Ploni, who is an Ani. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zachalo, that's fine, you're allowed to be Zocha on behalf of the Ani. No, you can't be Zocha on behalf of the Ani of your choosing. You have to give it to whichever Ani you come across first. So apparently the Machlokas is about Tovis Balchav Makam Shechav La'Acherim, because by taking this Peah on behalf of Ploni Ani, it means every other Ani doesn't have ability to take this Peah. So they're going to lose out. So it's Chav La'Acherim. Does it work or doesn't it work? So Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and the Chum say no. So says the Gemara, not necessarily the the same machlokas. Amar Amemar v'itemar Rav Papa Dilmalohi. Maybe there's no comparison between Tovis Balchov and the din of an Ashir who's Malakit Peya on behalf of an Ani. And you cannot derive from the Mishnah and Peya that the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum is about every case of Tovis Balchov. Because Adkan lo kamer Rabbi Eliezer Hasam Rabbi Eliezer only says in Mesechus Peya that you do acquire it on behalf of the Ani El Demigo Dibay Mafkale Nixiva V'Ani V'Chazile. There are two steps we can go through over here. That since the person has even the Ashir has the ability to be mafker all of his nechassim and become an ani, he could therefore acquire it for himself. And since he could acquire it for himself, he has the ability to acquire it for somebody else. But if you're tovis balchov makom shechav la'acherim, the guy that you're collecting from doesn't owe you money. He owes somebody else money that you're collecting on behalf of. So you don't have a migod zachi l'nafshei zachi l'chavrei. Aval hacha, in the case of tovis balchov makom shechav la'acherim lo, Rabbi Eliezer would not say that you could be tofes for the balchov b'makom shechav la'acherim, because you cannot be tofes the atzmo, so you have no zechus in this chov at all. So and on the flip side, there's also no raya from the fact that the rabbanon hold that an usher cannot be mezake in peya on behalf of an ani, that tovis balchov makom shechav la'acherim is lo kana, because vad kan lo kam rabbanon hasam, the rabbanon only say that the ani is not kona the peya that the usher is malakit for him. That's only because the pasuk says lo selaket lo ani, and the pasuk says lo ani v'la ger tazovel sam. So from the smichus of the words, we darsh an additional iser lo selaket lo la ani, that an usher is not allowed to be malaket lo ani. I mean, it's a unique style of drasha where we put the comma in the wrong place, right? Meaning the pasuk really is lo selaket v'leket kitzircha lo selaket. Period or comma, la ani v'lager tazovosam. Rather, la ani v'lager tazovosam. You have to leave la ani v'lager. We're making a drasha, lo silake la ani. Don't go taking pay on behalf of an ani. So it's a special pasuk that tells you that it doesn't work. Aval hacha lo. But over here in our sugi by tovus v'alchov, by regular chov b'makom shechav la'acherim, there's no isur mafurish in the Torah. So we would not say the same thing. Now Tosos raises the question, el d'chsiv lo. Even if you put the comma in the wrong place and you have such a drasha that says don't be malakit on behalf of an ani, does that necessarily tell you it doesn't work? That if you are it tells you that there's an isser, you're not supposed to do that, but does that mean that it doesn't work if you go in your malakit lani, that he's not kona? Tosfos says this seems to be subject to the machlokas in Maseches Temura. Which machlokas in Maseches Temura? The only one that anybody knows. There's a machlokas in Maseches Temura that makes up three dapim in a row in Maseches Temura. It's one big sugya about whenever the Torah tells you to do something, not to do something, is the Torah telling you you are not permitted to do this, but if you do it, it works? Or is the Torah telling you you are hereby unable to do this? So Fractosus and Dibra Maschal Elavim, Tabul, Mandiam Parakam de Tmura, Komilsa Dom Rachman, Lo Savit, Iavid Mahani. That even if you make this drush of lo salakit ani, don't call me malakit payah for an ani, but if you hold that whenever the Torah says not to do something, it still works, you still have the capacity to do it, the ani should still be zocha. So v'yeshlomer d'alcha basa lo salakit k'siv la'ani v'lager tazovosam mashma delokani. Now, we also read the pasuk with the comma in the right place. So right, it's lo salakit la'ani, it's as if it says la'ani twice. Lo salakit la'ani, la'ani v'lager tazovosam, and therefore it has to be left over for the people who are rightfully allowed to take it. Which means, even if you are malakit la'ani, it doesn't work for the ani that you were malakit for, rather it has to be left, la'ani v'lager tazovosam. That's the way the Gemara is reading this drasha. So, frankly, the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara rather explains, Rabbi Eliezer, hai lo salakid my avidlei. What's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with lo salakid? Rabbi Eliezer thought that zacha ani, because migod zacha nafshei, zacha lechavrei. So, what does he do with the pasuk of lo salakid la ani? Mi bayle lehazir la ani al shalo. He uses that pasuk to tell me that an ani who could take peya and has a field is also obligated to be maniach peya in this field. Lo salakit lani means that even an ani, there's a din of lo salakit. That apparently there was a tradition that you have such a drasha to make by moving the comma over by one word. Because what's the question otherwise? Rabbi Lozar, I lo salakit my avidlei. What do you mean my avidlei? Pasuk says, lo salakit lani vilager, tazovasan. It's telling me the pasuk, pshat in the pasuk. No, but we're saying that there was some drasha that's supposed to be made from the juxtaposition of the word talakate and la'ani. So Rabbi Eliezer's drasha is that the lo salakate applies even la'ani, even your veranani. You have a din of lo salakate, you have a din of peya, that you're supposed to leave peya from your field. Good, so then we had said in the Mishnah that the chachamim bring a raya that a get isha is considered a chov for the isha, whereas a shichur eved is not considered a chov for the eved. She'im yirtza shalolazun. We said that if you want to not provide your eved with mizonos, you're allowed to do that, but if you want to not provide your wife with mizonos, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, really? Are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to tell your eved, you continue to work for me day and night and work your fingers to the bone, and I will not provide you with any food. So Sham Mina, we see from the Chacham in our Mishnah that the Adon is not mechuyev to provide mizonos for an eved. That Yochel Rav Lomer Levet, Asay Mivein Izancha. That the master could tell the eved, do your malacha, and I'm not going to give you mizonos. Rashi adds, so what's he going to eat? So Rashi says that the Adon says, Save Chazer Al Pesachim, betol mizonos from tzedakah. Go take mizonos from tzedakah. You have to go collecting from tzedakah. That's Rashi Dibra Maskal Asay. That the malacha. So it sounds l'chora from Rashi that when the Adon says Asei mi ve'enizoncha, he at least has to give him time to be chozer al psachim to find mizonos. Because if he doesn't give him any time off to be able to find mizonos, then what do you mean chozer al psachim? He has no time to be able to do such a thing. Tosos on Amud Beis sounds the same way. Rav Nachman is chidushim on Masechus Gittin is medayek that even if you hold the master is able to say to the eved Asei mi ve'enizoncha, he's modus to the etzim din that the Adam is not permitted to take the Maisi Yedei Eved without some arrangement for mizonos. The whole machlokas is how much of the onus of raising of getting that mizonos, of gathering that mizonos, is on the Adon. Is it that he's got to actually provide the mizonos, or is it that he just needs to provide the Eved with opportunity to get the mizonos? But there's got to be some arrangement that the Eved has to eat. So anyway, but the Gemara says, oh, so you see from our Mishnah that we hold, that the Chacham hold, that you can say, Asei mi ve'nizoncha. So the Gemara's docha that no, it's no raya from the Mishnah that an Adon can say that to an Eved. Hacha, mayaskinon, our Mishnah is talking about where the Adon is allowed to say that to Amrlei, say Maisi Adecha l'mizonosecha, where he's allowed to tell the Eved, you know, sell your Maisi Adayim for the sake of your mizonos. And that, for sure, the Adon is allowed to tell the Eved. But when the Adon is holding on to the Maisi Adayim of the Eved for himself, and he's not giving the Eved the right to sell those Maisi Adayim to support himself, so maybe in a chinami, then the Adon actually has to support the Eved, because you're keeping his Maisi Adayim. So ask the Gemara, well, if we're going to say when the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Shem Yirtza Shalolozon Es Avdo Rashai, it means that the Adon can tell the Eved, use your own Maisi Adayim to provide yourself with Mizon. Don't we have the same thing by an isha? Meaning then the contrast doesn't make sense with the isha. That the Chacham said by an isha, the husband wants to say that he's not going to provide mizonos for his wife. He's not allowed to do that. That must be talking about a case where he's telling the isha, you keep your own ma'isi adayim, and I'm not going to give you mizonos. Well, isha am I lo? Why can't he do that? What would be the big problem with telling his wife, you keep your own ma'isi adayim, and I'm not going to provide mizonos? So the Gemara answers, isha b'dalo sipka, that by the case of the isha, we're talking about a case where she doesn't produce enough ma'isi adayim to provide herself with mizonos. So the Chacham say that the husband's not allowed to tell her, look, I'm not giving you anything, you have to figure it out with your own mizonos. No, husband can't say that to an isha. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second, if the case is that he's not allowed to tell his wife that I'm not going to provide you mizonos, is a case where she can't produce enough ma'isi adayim to provide herself with the mizonos, well then evanami b'dalo sapik, the parallel case of the eved, meaning the Mishnah is making a contrast between the halacha by an eved and the halacha by an isha, which implies that the case is the same, right? And we're saying, oh, by an eved you're allowed to tell him asei mi ve'nizoncha, but by an isha you're not allowed to tell him that. But the implication is that the case is the exact same case. So if we're setting up the case that you're telling him keep your ma'isi adayim and the Maisi Yadayim is not enough to provide them with mezonos, sevenami b'lo sapik. By the evidence, it's also a case where they don't have enough to provide themselves. So why would the din of an Eved be different than an Isha? Why by an Eved would you be allowed to do that? Would you be allowed to tell the Eved, you're on your own, he can't eat? So the Gemara says that the din of an Eved is different than the din of an Isha. That an Adam could say to the Eved, say Ma'asi Yadechel Mazonasecha, even though he's not going to be able to provide for himself. Avdu dinahom karse lo shavya. Because if an Eved can't even produce enough to feed himself, lamari lamarte, lamai mitbai, what value is he as an Eved? The whole value of an Eved is that he's able to produce. If the Eved can't even produce enough to cover his own costs, to cover the cost of feeding himself, then he's not an Eved. An Isha is not there to provide work. An Isha is there to have a family with, to have a life together with. So it's not a mathematical equation of, is she carrying her own weight around here? Is she pulling her own weight around here? That's not the cheshbon by the Isha. But by the Eved, that's absolutely the cheshbon. That's his whole thing. The whole thing of an Eved is to be able to do work. So Gemara brings a proof from a Brisa that an Adam can say to an Eved, Eved shegalalari miklat. If an Eved has to go to kill someone b'shogig, so he has to go to an ir miklat. Ein rabu chayv lezuno. The master doesn't have to provide him with mezonos. V'lo od ela shemaisi yadav l'rabu. Not only that, all the maisi daimi produces goes to the master. Shemamina yachal rav lam l'aved. I say mivein izancha. There you have a case where the other is not providing mezonos, and yet he's getting the maisi yadayim. So you see that even though he's not giving him mezonos, he gets maisi yadayim. So you could have such an arrangement with an Eved. Says Gemara, not necessarily a raya. No, maybe the Brisa is talking about a case where the Adon says to the Eved, go use your Ma'asei Yadayim in order to provide yourself with mezonos, and that's why I'm not going to provide you with mezonos. But if that's the case that we're talking about, Ma'asei Yadav Ma'ale Rabba, why did we say that the Rav gets the Ma'asei Yadayim if he needs the Ma'asei Yadayim to provide for himself? No, the Hadafa. The master gets the extra Ma'asei Yadayim, meaning if it costs him $50,000 a year to feed himself, and he's making $70,000 a year, so the Ma'asei Yadayim that goes to the Rabba is that extra $20,000 that he's going, that will go to the master. So it says, Hadafa Pshita. Well, isn't that obvious that the master gets the Hadafa? No, not so obvious. Ma'u detema, kiven dechilas le'lo yoivle. I might have thought that since when the Eved doesn't have mezonos, and it means there's not enough Ma'asei Yadayim to provide him with mezonos, so the Adon doesn't have to add mizonos mishalo, so ki islay. So when he does have extra, namilo lishkol minei, I would think he doesn't. The Adon doesn't get to take. I mean, if the Adon doesn't lose money when the Eved cannot provide for himself, maybe the Adon shouldn't gain money when the Eved provides for himself. Daiva hoser. So kamash milan. That's why the Tan has to tell me that the Hadafa belongs to the Adon. So Gemara says, why does the Brisa talk about dafka and Eved that goes to near miklat? Umay shalari miklat. Why is it? In what way is the din of an Eved that goes to a near miklat different than the din of any other Eved? That the Tana has to tell me that dafka when he goes to a near miklat, that you could say, okay, provide for yourself, provide your own mezonos for yourself. The Tana could have told me the din by any Eved. So it says Mar, no, the reason it tells the dafka by a near miklat is salka taitichamina. I would have had a havamina that since the Torah says by someone who kills b'shogeg that you run to one of the ari miklat v'chay of the chiyusetvei, that you have an additional responsibility to an Eved that went to a near miklat to make him more chiyus than an Eved, than a normal Eved, meaning that there's a special mitzvah in the Torah of v'chay, of give him chiyus, give him the ability to live. So I might think that you have to let him keep even the ha'adafa of his ma'asei yadayim. So kamash malah, and that's why the Brisa tells me that no, even by an Eved that goes to a near miklat, the ha'adafa goes to the Adon, and you don't have to give, you don't have to let the Eved keep that. But of course, that's also true by an Eved that doesn't go to a near miklat by a regular Eved. So now the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Hemshech of the Brisa that we're not talking about a case where the Adon tells the Eved, say Ma'asei Yadechel Mezonosecha. V'hami Diktani Seifa, it says in the end of the Brisa, Avil Isha Shekolso the Ari Miklat, that if a woman goes to a near miklat because she killed B'shogeg, Balachayev B'mezonosecha, the husband has to provide her with mezonos. Mechlal, well, wait a second, if doesn't provide her with mezonos, doesn't that imply that we're talking about a case, delo amarla, where the husband did not tell her, tzi maisi adayich b'mezonos sayich. Di amarla, because if he did tell her, tzi maisi adayich b'mezonos sayich, bala maichayev, why would he have to be providing her with her mezonos? Let her get mezonos from her maisi adayim. And if the case of the Isha going to the Ir Miklat is a case where you didn't say Tzi'i Maisi Adayich B'Mizonosayich, then Reisha, then the case of the Eved Nami Delo Amrle must be a parallel case where you didn't say Tzi'i Maisi Adayich B'Mizonosayich, and therefore we can prove from the Brisa that the Adon can say Asayim Ivei Nizancha, because he didn't say Tzi'i Maisi Adayich B'Mizonosayich, and the Brisa said that in the case of the Eved, he's got to provide his Maisi Adayim to the Adon, and the Adon's not providing him with any food. So says Mor Liolam Damalei. No, the case of the Eved is where you did say Tzi Maisi Yadecha L'Mizonosecha. And in the Sefer Tzomet where the Baal did say to the Isha Tzi Maisi Yadayich L'Mizonosayich, the Isha, when the Braisa says that the husband still has to provide the wife with mizonos, B'dlo Sapka, it's talking about a case where she couldn't provide herself with enough mizonos to sustain herself. And that's why the husband has to add in order to give her enough mizonos to sustain herself. So now the Gemara brings a right from the end of the Brisa that it can't be that we're talking about where she doesn't have enough mezonos. V'amidiktali seifa, the Brisa goes on to say, v'im amarla tzi maisi yadayich b'mezonosayich rashai, v'chal d'resha d'lo amarla. That the seifa goes on to say, oh, and by the way, if he made a deal with her of tzi maisi yadayich b'mezonosayich, he's allowed to do that. That implies that up until this point, we're not talking about a case of tzi maisi yadayich b'mezonosayich. So says the Gemara, no, really, the Resha is also talking about a case of Tzi Maisi Adayich L'Mizonosayich. When the Sefer says V'im Amar La Hachika Amar, what it means says as follows, V'im Maspekes, if she actually provides enough mezonos for herself, and as in the Reisha V'Amar La Tzi Maisi Adayich L'Mizonosayich, we're continuing to discuss a case of Tzi Maisi Adayich L'Mizonosayich, then Rashi, then the husband could do that even with the Isha as well. So Maspekes Ma'ala Meimah, well, if she has enough mezonos, of course you could tell it's Tzi Maisi Adayich L'Mizonosayich. What's the Chiddush? No, there's a Chiddush, because Ma'u Detema Kol Kvudu Bas Melech Pnima Kamash Milan. I might have thought that the Pasuk says Kol Kvudu Bas Melech Pnima, so it's the Derech of Benos Melachim not to have to go out. So since Benos Yisrael are always Benos Melachim, the husband cannot tell her, yeah, you go to work and provide yourself with Maisi Adayim. No, you have to let her live in dignity, that she shouldn't have to go schlepping around to provide herself with Maisi Adayim. So Kamash Milan, that if she's able to provide for herself, she's very educated, she can get a good job, she's able to provide for herself, plenty of mizonos, that the husband is allowed to say Tzi Maisi Adayich b'mizonosayich. So Lema Katanai, maybe this issue of whether the Adam can say Aseimi ve'eni zancha is really subject to machlokas tanoim in a brisa. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lomer Yochel Eved Lomer L'Rabbi B'shnei Betzoras, and an Eved could tell his master during years of famine, O Parnaseni O Etzieni L'Cheirus, that you have two options: either provide me with what I need, or let me go free. V'chamam Omer Shus Biad Rabbo. And the Chum say the Eved cannot give an ultimatum to the master in such a way. The Adon can be mishabed him and not be mefarnes him. And he said, and the Adon could say, go try to collect tzedakah. So my la b'hakam nefgi isn't the machlokas, this exact machlokas. Demar savar yachal, that the Chum hold that the Adon can tell the Eved, work for me, I'm not providing you with parnasa, you'll have to go get tzedakah. Umar savar eini yachal. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds the master can't say that, and therefore the Eved could provide an ultimatum: either feed me or let me free. So the Gemara is docha this possibility. And so, okay, it's not true that the machlokes of Shmuel Gamliel and the Chamim is whether the Adam can say Aseimi Veni Zancha B'Tizbra. You think that we're talking about a case where the Adam says to the Eved Aseimi Veni Zancha, and that's what Shmuel Gamliel and the Chamim are arguing about? Hi, O Parnaseni O Tzieni L'Cheres. O Parnaseni, O Tainli Maisi Yodi Beparnasasi Mubayale. Instead of saying O Parnaseni, O Tainli L'Cheirus, that's not a precise taina for the case that we're trying to set up, because the Eved is not really asking to be freed, he's asking to get Parnasa. So what it should have said is O Parnaseni, either provide me the Parnasa, or let me keep my Maisi Adayim. That's what if it would have said that, that would have been a proof to our discussion, because that's what our discussion is really about. Can the other one say, I'm keeping your Maisi Adayim and I'm not providing you with mezonos? And the Eved, the question is, can the Eved say, no, one or the other, either I keep my Maisi Adayim or you give me mizonos. It's not about going free. Va'od, and furthermore, Maishna B'Shnei B'Tzores, if this is just a general machlokas, then what does it have to do with years of famine? It's a general machlokas about the relationship and the demands that that an Eved can make of his Adon. Ela hacha ma'eskinan. Now the case is in the Braisa is da'amar lo tse ma'esi adecha limizonos secha, that the Adon told the Eved, use your ma'esi adayim for your mizonos, u'B'Shnei B'Tzores lo sipek, and during years of famine where food is very expensive, so inflation, whatever else, the Eved was unable to provide himself with basic needs anymore. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that an Eved could tell his Adon, either provide me with parnasa or be motzi mi l'cheres, because the I'll be like all other Jewish people, they'll be merachim on me and they'll give me tzedakah. For Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan say the Eved cannot tell the Adon, O parnasei niotzi l'cheres, that taina that the people will have rachmanas on him more as a free man than they will as an Eved, meaning when he's an Eved, they'll say, why is it my problem? It's the Adon's problem. I shouldn't have to deal with this guy. But if he's a free man, so he's Klal Yisrael's problem. We all have to deal with him. So that someone who's merachim abnei chori, even nami ruchumim rachim. Someone who's merachim abnei chorin will have the same rachmanas on an eved also. Meaning that's the machlokas. Will is it a reasonable taina for the eved to say I need to be a ben chorin because I have no leverage as a person going around to collect tzedakah if I'm your eved? The only way people have rachmanas on me is if I'm a ben chorin. So that's the machlokas. Do we assume Yisrael is rachmanim b'nei rachmanim and it doesn't matter, we don't ask too many questions, we just always have rachmanas? Or do you assume that no, we want to know who we're given to, and we want to know why is it my achrayas and not somebody else's achrayas, take care? So that's a machlokas. You see, yesh v'yesh, right? Sometimes, you know, people want to know exactly, why aren't you getting it from other places? Where, you know, have you explored all avenues? And sometimes, okay, someone needs, they need, so I'm going to provide. Tashma, da'am rav. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya that the Eved is able to say, that the Rav is able to say to the Eved, I say mi ve'ini zancha. Da'am rav, ha'maktish yidei avdo, if an adon is maktish, the hand of his Eved. So any ma'asi adayim that the Eved produces is now going to be hegdish. So if the Adon is not providing mizonos for that Eved, also Eved lova v'yochel, that Eved has to borrow money to buy mizonos for himself. Va'osa, and he does malacha upareya, and he pays back the money of the debts that he incurred. So from the fact that the Adon has the ability to be maktish his Eved, even though he's not providing him with mizonos, so you see that the ma'asi adayim are shayach to him, even when he's not being mefarnes the eved. So shmamino yachal rav lomer lo eved asay imi ve'ini zancha. So that seems to be a raya that an adon is able to say asay imi ve'ini zancha. So Gemara says, no, really, an adon is not able to say asay imi ve'ini zancha, and the ma'asi adayim do not really belong to the adon unless the adon provides mizonos. V'ach ma'eskinon b'mal lo mizonos. When Rav says that you can be makt, that's talking about when the Adon is giving him mizonos. And that's why I have the ability, because I'm providing him with mizonos, I have the ability to be maktish his ma'asi adayim. So, frankly, Gemara, ihachi, if we're talking about where the Adon is providing him with ma'asi adayim, well then, lemai, lova v'yochel, why does he have to borrow money in order to eat? If the Adon is supposedly providing him with the ma'asi adayim, then he shouldn't need to borrow money in order to be able to eat. So says Mar La Dafa. We're talking about that the Adon feeds him a bare minimum sustenance, a bare minimum amount of mizonos, and the Eved wants to have more mizonos. He likes to eat dessert sometimes. He likes to have upgraded meals sometimes. He doesn't always want to have tuna fish sandwiches. Sometimes he would like to have some chicken or meat or whatever. So for the Hadafa, the Eved is love of Yochel. So ask the Mar, if we're talking about an Eved that wants more mizonos than the bare minimum that the Adon's providing him and that he needs, why can't Hektish tell him Ad Hashta up until now before your Adon was Maktish your Ma'asi Adayim Sagi L'cha below Adafa? You managed without the Adafa. When your Ma'asi Adayim was going to your Adon and the Adon was providing you with Mizonos, you managed without the Adafa. Now all of a sudden that your Ma'asi Adayim is going to Hegdish, Vahashta, now that your Ma'asi Adayim has gone to Hegdish, Nami Tiski L'cha below Adafa. Now all of a sudden you need to have fancy steaks. Now you should be able to also provide yourself without a hadafa. You should sustain yourself without the hadafa. So hekdesh guf enichle keich dilish b'chavdei. So it says, no, it's actually to the benefit of hekdesh. Hekdesh wants him to be able to eat more than his bare minimum, so that he'll be healthier, he'll be stronger, more robust, he'll work better for hekdesh. That it's an investment that hekdesh makes in his ability to produce. So ask the Gemara, how could Rav say that an Eved borrows money for the sake of his mezonos, osa upareya, that he works and then the money that he makes, he's pareya his chov, but it's huktosh ma'isi adayim, kama kaddish lei. Whatever he works, whatever he earns, is going to become kaddish automatically. So how could he pay back his chovos with hekdish? So the Gemara b'pachas pachas mishavaputa. Rav means that he works and he's marviach pachas mishavaputa at a time, so each pachas mishavaputa doesn't have a status of hekdish. So he can keep on paying back his chovos with pachas pachas mishavaputa, and it'll make another pachas mishavaputa and pay back, and another pachas mishavaputa and pay back, and he'll keep on doing that until he pays back his chov. Rashi explains, because hekdish is never chal on pachas mishava pruta. So it's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim exactly how that works and why that works, that hekdish is not chal on pachas mishava pruta. There is a Mishnah, Masechta Matzia, that chamish pruta saying that there are five dinim that are chal only when you have a pruta and not on when you have less than a pruta. So the chora, according to the way we're explaining our Gemara, the way Rashi explains our Gemara, Tosos raises the question, why doesn't it list this as one of the chamish pruto saying, this idea that a hegdish is only chal on a pruta, not on pachas mishava pruta. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim over here about exactly how to understand this din. Tosos explains that the reason the Eved is also pachas mishava pruta and is parea is because the das of the makdish is not that hegdish, it was never that hegdish michal on pachas mishava pruta. So it's not that it's fundamental to hegdish, that hegdish can't be chal pachas mishava pruta, because then it would have been one of the chamesh prutos. It's that the das of the makdish was it meikara that it shouldn't be chal on pachas mishava pruta, and that's why he has to be pareya pachas mishava pruta at a time. So the Gemara brings a raya that in fact Rav is talking about where the Adon is providing mezonos for the Eved, and therefore he's able to be makdish the Maisi de'avdo. But if he were not providing at least mezonos b'tzimtzum, at least some bare minimum sustenance for the Eved, then he would not be able to be makdish the de'avdo. It's mistavra that that's the case, that Rav is talking about that the Adon is able to be makdish the Maisi de'avdo only when he's giving him mezonos. Why is it mistaver that Rav assumes that way? Da amar Rav, hamakdish de avdo, osu ha'eved osu v'yochel. If you're makdish de avdo, that eved is osu v'yochel. He works and in exchange for ma'asi yadayim, he's kona mezonos. Di lo avdo, because if you don't, since you're not giving him any ochel, if he's not going to work and provide for his own mezonos, man palachle, who's going to work for him and provide him with mezonos? So that din l'chora is sosa, that which Rav said previously, that the ma'isi yadayim are kadosh, and he has no eitza other than to borrow money and pay it back pachas mishava pruta at a time. Well, amr bishlama, if you're going to say that ha'ach b'mayla, that which Rav said previously, that the hektish eschal is talking about where the adon is malalo mezonos, is providing him with mezonos, and therefore he's able to be makdish li'deved ve'enu yachal, and if the Rav were not providing him with mezonos, he would not be able to tell the Eved Aseimi Ve'eni Zancha, he would not be able to be makdish the Yidei Eved V'ha, and that which Rav is saying that the Hegdish is not going to be Chal, is talking about Be'enu Maila, where the Adam is not providing him with mezonos. So Shapers, then that's a simple way to reconcile the Stira in Rav, that if the Adam is providing him with mezonos, he could be makdish the Yidei Avdo. If he's not providing him with mezonos, he can't be makdish the Yidei Avdo. So when Rav says that the Adam can be makdish the Yidei Avdo, it's a case where he is providing with the mezonos. When Rav says he can't be makdish the avdo, it's when he's not providing with the mezonos. So that's great, Eli E. Amrit. But if you're going to say, hach, the din that Rav says that the hekdish is chal is b'she'enu ma'ila, is when the other is not providing with the mezonos and the hekdish is still chal, and the reason it works is v'yachal, is because the Adam could tell the Eved, asei mi v'eni zoncha. So then the lo avda man palachlei, how could Rav say that the Eved, whose master is is makdish, is maisi yadav, is works and is nizon mi maisi yadav, he gets mizonos from maisi yadayim, because if not for him, who's going to work? If he doesn't provide for himself, who's going to give him mizonos? So the Rav himself says, what do you mean? The Adam can tell him that avodim ivei nizoncha, you have to work for me, I'm not going to provide you with food. Go get it from tzedakah. So mandabai niflechei, whoever wants to provide him with tzedakah will give him tzedakah. Let him go be chosrel psachim and find tzedakah. Elav shramina in yachal. So bottom line is, you see that from the fact that the only way to reconcile this stira in Rav is that to say from the fact that Rav says the reason that Rav allows the Evet to be to work for his own mazonos because no one else is going to provide for him is because you can't say to the Evet asei mi veni zancha, and therefore when the Adon is not providing him with mazonos, he has to be able to get the mazonos somewhere else. So shma mina. So you see from Rav that the Rav holds that the Adon cannot say asei mi veni zancha. So now that the Gemara proved that Rav holds that the Adon cannot tell the Evet asei mi veni zancha, the Gemara says, you know what? Even though Rav holds you cannot tell that to an Eved, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav. And Tashema, so says Gemara, will bring a raya that there's an Amora that disagrees with Rav and holds that the master can say, Asei imi ve'eni zancha. Typically, when one harms somebody else physically, you're chayiv nezek tzar, ripoy sheves, and boshes. If you're chovel an Eved Kanani, you also have to pay, just like you're chovel ben chorin. That's a sugya meseches babakama. So when you pay for being chovel an Eved Kanani, who does that money go to? So Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakotei Yal Avdo Shel Chaver. If a person cuts off the hand of his Eved, Nosin Shifto Rufuah Sol Rabbo, the Sheves and the Rufuah goes to the master, Voso Eved Nizon Menat Tzedaka, and the Eved gets Mizonos from Tzedaka. Shma Mina Yachol Rav Lom Levet, Asei Miveni Zancha. So there you have pretty clearly that the Adam could say, I'm keeping the Sheves, meaning which is in exchange for your Maisi Yadayim, which is what replaces your Maisi Yadayim, and you're going to have to be Misparnis Menat Tzedaka. I'm not providing you with mizonos. So says Mar, no, mizonos. No, in that case, he's providing him with mizonos. So that's why the Adon is getting the Sheves. Well, Yachya, my nizom and tzedakah, but it just says he's getting mizonos from tzedakah. What do you mean you're providing him? No, lahadafa. If he wants extra, he'll get that from tzedakah. Nizon, misparnis mi baile. Why does it say nizom and tzedakah? That sounds like bare sustenance. It should say misparnis. Let him get extras from tzedakah. Elav shmamina yachol, shmamina. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, disagrees with Rav. So Amar Mar, we had said Nosin Shifto Rufuas al Rabo that you give the Sheves and the Rufuah to the master. So Shifto Pshita, the Bitul Malach, of course you give to the master because that's who it's Shayach to. So Rufuah so it's Srichalei. Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush that you give the Rufuah to the master. So Rufuah so Didehu to buy it Itzuyebei. So I ask the Gemara, wait, from the Rufuah itself, why does the Adam get it? The expenses of the Rufuah belong to the Eved because he needs the money in order to be able to pay the doctors. Why should the Adon get the refuah? So they assess that he's going to need to pay for a doctor for 5 days of refuah. He's going to pay for medicine for 5 days worth of medicine, and therefore they're mechayev the guy who hit him, the guy who struck him with that amount of money to pay for. But somehow they came up with some sort of very effective medication, and he was cured in 3 days. So now you have 2 extra days of refuah payments coming to him. So I might have thought, well, the Eved, in order to get a refuah more quickly, he had to take more bitter pills, he had to go through more intense physical therapy or whatever else, so he should be entitled to that. Kamash Milan, that no, he's not entitled to that. The master's entitled to that. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amarnu lo the mayor, we said to mayor, why is it that you hold that someone says, Tain Getzel La'avdi, that you could be Chozer because you're not Zocha on behalf of the Evet Shlomi Daito, because Ein Chavon Nodim Shlomi Daito, Valo Zuchus Levet Shiyotzi Mitachs De Rabbe L'Cheres. It's a Zuchus to go Mitachs De Rabbe L'Cheres. And Amar Lanu, Chov Hulo, Shema Yevet Kohen, Postum Minat Truma. It's not a Zuchus for an Evet to go free, because if he were the Evet of a Kohen, he's now not going to be able to eat Truma. So it's a Chov. So Amar Nulo, we said to Rabbi Meir, Valo Ma'im Yirtzu Shalol Zonu Shalol Farnas Al Bashai. If the Odin didn't want to provide him with any mizonos, he'd be allowed to do that. So the Evet is not losing from the Shechur. So Amar Lanu, Rabbi Meir said back to us, Im Ilu Evet Kohen, Shabarach V'isha Kohen, Shemarda Al Baila, Halo Ochlin B'Truma, V'zeh Eino Ochel. An Evet of a Kohen, or a wife of a Kohen, that runs away, is still still allowed to eat truma. And this Eved, through his shechur, is not able to eat truma. So it turns out that the shechur is a chov, meaning even if he doesn't have a relationship with the Adam, even if he runs away, halachically he's allowed to eat truma. Aval isha chov hula, but for a woman to get divorced is a chov, shekein pasim in a truma, mafsidim in a mazonos, because she loses out on truma, and she loses out on mazonos if she's an Eishes Yisrael. So if you say, tein gets a liishti, you could certainly be chozer bo, because the shliach cannot be zocha on behalf of the isha. Okay, so Bezrem, tomorrow we'll start discussing that distinction between the Eved and the Isha. Everyone have a wonderful day.